Gary, what you call them? Smoke statues?
I wouldn't be surprised. Smoke what?
Smoke statues. I usually hear people talking about smoke statues, but...
I think that's probably what it would be, another name for it.
Yes.
I think I've heard that, too.
Yes, ma'am.
What about the back around the fire, the black part, the dirty part over there that we get on our hands and all, what do you call that?
Smut.
Smut, all right. It really is, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it's really smut.
Well, what about the hot part in there now? What would you call that?
Them ashes.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, because where the wood burns and that drops down.
Yes.
We call it ashes, and them big hard pieces, call them coals, fire coals.
All right, fire coals, yes.
Yes,
and what color would you call those ashes right there that is on the side of the log?
I would say gray, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh, gray, yes. The white, but gray. All right. In your rooms now, all of the pieces that you have around, that is, as in this room, for instance, what do you call all the...
The furniture.
All right.
Mm-hmm. In this corner here by this door, we have a gas heater there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a sofa here. And in this corner, we have a chair, you know.
Yes.
Something like this. And this right here would be a window.
Uh-huh.
And we have another sofa sitting by this window. And correct, by this side of this sofa, we got a bird.
A
minor bird.
Oh, you have a minor bird, do you? Really?
Yes, and he sits there. And then right in this corner, we have another chair. And right here, we have the stereo and a television coming right down the same wall.
Yes.
And we have one coffee table. And that's about all that's in there besides children.
Uh-huh. But the children take up a little space.
Yes, ma'am.
They sure do. Do you ever call a sofa by any other name? Do you remember if your mother did, or do you remember?
Yes, ma'am. My grandma used to call them Davenports, and still do. Davenport.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. They're still called that in the ads, too, sometimes.
They do.
I think so. Yeah, I've seen that. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I think that's what my husband refers to them as. I think he calls them Davenports, too.
Yeah, my grandmama did.
Have you ever heard them called by any other names that you can think of? Maybe a larger one? Or what about one used to be in some of the houses in the parlor, perhaps, where they'd have the one with horsehair on it? Did you ever hear of any of those?
No, ma'am.
See any of those?
No.
All right. Well, in the bedrooms, then, you said you had how many bedrooms?
Three,
all right. Some of the furniture in there, what would you call the piece of furniture that has drawers in it?
A dresser. We have we call them dressers.
Mm-hmm.
We have a dresser, and we got two beds in there.
Mm-hmm.
And two chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm.
And a clothes closet, I guess we got. We don't have but two closets made in the house, so my daughter bought one that, you know, she can hang clothes in.
Yes, yes, those are used a lot.
Isn't
and what do you call that one? Do you call that by any other name other than clothes closet?
I was just trying to think. It looked like that we used to call them something else.
Mm-hmm.
A shiffer robe, I guess, was what you... But because we used to have something like it, but it was a glaze on one side of it. My mama had one before she died.
And it had the glass on one side,
yes,
of the chiffon robe?
Yes, ma'am, you know, a mirror on one side. And that's what we call it, a chiffon robe.
All right, and was that one movable, one that could be moved?
Yes, ma'am, it could be moved.
Uh-huh,
yes.
And the one that...